Derek, how did it feel to knock the rust off?
Oh my goodness, it was so nice to be out there, and what a privilege it is to be able to walk back up that ramp. You know, last time I was here, I didn't get to do that, so it was. I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't emotional. It really was, because I was just so thankful. I was thankful every single time. I'll never take it for granted again, being able to walk up that ramp and you know, walk over to my wife and my babies and love on them, you know. It was definitely emotional, but at the same time, it's over with. Now it's time to play ball.
Your decision pregame to put your hand on Khalil's shoulder.
Yeah.
What was behind that?
Yeah, we wanted to, obviously, we're not protesting, you know. We're not doing anything like that. What we wanted to do is show all the kids that look up to me, look up to him, that white kids, black kids, brown kids, blue, green, doesn't matter, can all be loving to each other. And that's what me and Khalil are, is we're best friends and we love one another. So the only reason we did that is to unify people and to unify the people that look up to us, because obviously we see what's going on in the world, and obviously everyone pays attention to the national anthem nowadays. And so we just said, well, obviously this is the best time to do it while still honoring our country, because I love this country more than anything. We're free, you know, to live here and play this game, and you know, but we're also free to show each other that we love one another. And I think that that's the message, and that's the only message we were trying to get out, is any kid, any family, any adult, you know, that follows us and looks up to us, we knew their eyes would be on us, and we wanted to show them that it's okay for a white kid and a black kid that come from two different neighborhoods to grow up and love one another and be best friends.
How much are players talking about these societal issues in the locker room?
You know, honestly, it comes up really when just something in the world happens. You know, obviously we all get the news when we get in the locker room, we see our phone or something like that. It's not something that we just go around and, you know, only talk about. But it is something, you know, that comes up. And at the same time, like I said, I'm not a politician. I'm not anything like that. I'm not trying to be a spokesperson or anything like that. All I'm trying to show these kids is that I love everybody. And all Khalil was trying to do is show these kids that he loves everybody as well.
What was it like to have two core back there?
Oh, man, it got loud. I didn't want to quiet the crowd because they might get mad at me because Marshawn was running. But it was definitely loud. I felt like we were at an away game on that second play. But it was really cool to watch him go. And it's going to be really fun to hand him the ball. I'm sorry?
Touchdown to Crabtree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Crab ran a great route, obviously. The guy made the guy fall, you know. And I had to take a deep breath as I was throwing it because I was so impressed by his route. You know, okay, don't miss this one. You know, he's wide open. So I just tried to put a good ball on him, and Crab did the rest.
Do we need to quit calling Lee a blocking tight end?
Quit calling him a blocking tight end. Yeah, that's, you know, as you see, people, they just drop him sometimes. And so that's one thing we have to take advantage of. We can't just be limited by a certain personnel group, and we're not. You know, Lee is one of the guys, if you ask anybody, has some of the best hands on the team. So being able to run him up the seam and do things like that will kind of – people won't be able to dictate when he comes in the game what they want to play.
Were you hoping kind of going into this game, you know, ideally you don't want to get hit a bunch, but a little contact might not be a bad thing, just getting your feet back wet out there. Was that at all?
No, never. No, no, no. I deal with Khalil and Bruce enough running by and grabbing me in practice. I've had plenty of that, so – you know, there was nothing in me that was like, man, hopefully I get one hit, you know, and that I go into every game because with our O-line, I'm trying not to get hit, you know, to obviously save their butt too. You know, I don't want to get touched, you know, because then they feel bad. So I never did. But one of them grabbed my arm, so I guess that counts. We just miscommunication, but you can blame me.
You obviously looked very comfortable, but where would you gauge the entire unit's readiness for the regular season 2 weeks?
I don't want to say we're not ready, because we could play, you know. Well, we're ready to play. Going into a game that you don't watch film on, you know, and playing against a team that you have no clue really what they're going to do, besides knowing that Coach Phillips is the D coordinator, you know. You know, you go into that and hope to just be efficient and play well, but our sense of urgency will have to pick up. But those kind of things are good corrections, because when you hit the field in a preseason game, it's different than practice. You know, the clock's running, all those things. So we really learned today that after a play, we got to get back in the huddle, and we got to, you know, no matter what the outcome is, just get back in the huddle and get moving more with a sense of urgency in that kind of aspect.
Derek, how important is it to get? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The plan was for me to play definitely through the first quarter, but Coach Del Rio, which I love, he will never tell me exactly, you know, what I'm going to do, because he just wants me to go out there and play like I'm playing the whole game, and he doesn't want my mind to, you know, look up at the clock, which I wouldn't anyway, but to look up at the clock counting time, like, oh, is it time? Dang, you know, I only got 30 seconds left, or, you know, anything like that. So he doesn't really say an exact time, but I knew I was probably going to play through the first quarter.
Derek, how important is it to get Donald Penn in here before the opener?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's our teammate, and we love him. Obviously we want all of our teammates here, you know, but when it comes to another man's situation in this aspect, I just stay out of it.
Have you spoken to him?
Yes. Yep.
What did you see on Amari's high point catch?
Yeah, they put, obviously I'm clued into who's in the football game. They put a backup in, and, you know, anytime – you know, Coop's in, and I know what they like to play. I know like how the technique of the corner likes to be, and so I just tried my best to hold the safety, let Coop win on the route, and then, you know, just give him a chance. I tell the guys pre-game, you know, before we even come out for pregame, when we're throwing routes, every time we break it down, I say, if it's one-on-one, we're going to throw it up every time. It's you or nobody, and as long as that continues and they come down with it and they don't, we'll just keep throwing it up.
Go ahead.
Spend any time, like in the second half, like trading observations with Coach Del Rio? I saw you guys kind of standing next to each other at one point.
Yes, we did. You know, it was kind of like a brief little, I guess, summary of, you know, I said, hey, what'd you think? What do you need from me going forward? Which that's nothing new. You know, it's definitely how I always approach my coaches and say, what can I do better, you know, because I'm always trying to gain knowledge, gain experience, which they have years of, you know, obviously Coach Del Rio. So he just basically, we talked about the sense of urgency needed to pick up, you know, we definitely knew that. But then we talked about some of the good things we did, you know, and that's something about our coaching staff is obviously they have to correct some things, but they're always going to let you know what we did well.
You talked about how it was emotional for you to be back on the field, obviously, after your injury, but how do you think it was for Lee Smith, who also missed a majority of last year, to connect on that touchdown?
Yeah. No, I think the coolest thing for Lee was that he ran more than 5 yards down the field. So he did all the stretching and all those things beforehand, and we got to actually push the ball down the field for him. So I'm sure that he was excited getting the end zone. He's one of the toughest people I've been around. I love him like a brother. So to be able to throw him a touchdown like that, it's really special for him and I, because we'll be, you know, 50 years old someday sitting down together talking about that.